Let's go back to 1937, November 19. After Holy Communion today, Jesus told me how much He desires to come to human hearts. He said, "I desire to unite myself with human souls. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. You're my daughter, that when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces, which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object." I answer Jesus, "O treasure of my heart, the only object of my love and entire delight of my soul, I want to adore you in my heart as you are adored on the throne of your eternal glory. My love wants to make up to you, at least in part, for the coldness of so great a number of souls. Jesus, behold my heart, which is for you a dwelling place to which no one else has entry. You alone repose in it as in a beautiful garden. O my Jesus, farewell. I must go already to take up my task, but I will prove my love for you with sacrifice, neither neglecting nor letting any chance for practicing it slip by." When I left the chapel, Mother Superior Irene said to me, "You will not go to the catechetical lecture, sister, but will remain on duty." "Very well, Jesus, I trust that. I thus had throughout the day very much opportunities for sacrifice. I omitted none, owing to the strength of spirit I drew from the Holy Communion. There are times in life when a soul is in such a state that it does not seem to understand human speech. Everything tires it, and nothing but ardent prayer will put it at ease. In fervent prayer, the soul finds relief, and even if it wanted explanations from creatures, these would only make it more restless. So many times confusing things happen among us. But it's more important that we have the heart, simple heart, silent heart with Jesus. Because human explanation, nothing can soothe our troubled heart. During one time of prayer, I learned how pleasing to God was the soul of Father Andres. He is a true child of God. It is rare that divine sonship shines forth so clearly in a soul, and this because he has a special devotion to the Mother of God. O my Jesus, although I have such very strong impulsions, I am to act on them slowly, and this only in order not to spoil your work with my haste. O my Jesus, you give me to know your mysteries, and you want me to transmit them to other souls. So now it will be possible for me to act. At the moment of apparent absolute destruction, my mission, now no longer hindered by anything, but will begin. Such is the will of God in this, and it will not change. Although many persons will oppose it, nothing will change God's will. I see Father Sopoko, how his mind is busily occupied and working in God's cause in order to present the wishes of God to the officials of the church. As a result of his efforts, a new light will shine in the Church for God, Church of God for the consolation of souls. Although for the present his soul is filled with bitterness, as though that were to be the reward for his efforts in the cause of the Lord, this will not, however, be the case. I see his joy, which nothing will diminish. God will grant him some of this joy already here on earth. I have never before come upon such great faithfulness to God as distinguishes this soul. During supper in the refectory today, I felt God's gaze in the depths of my heart. Such a vivid presence pervaded my soul that for a while I had no idea where I was. The sweet presence of God kept filling my soul, and at times I could not understand what the sisters were saying to me in ecstasy. All the good that is in me is due to Holy Communion. I owe everything to it. I feel that this holy fire has transformed me completely. Oh, how happy I am to be a dwelling place for you, O Lord. My heart is a temple in which you dwell continually. Jesus, delight of my soul, bread of angels, my whole being is plunged in you, and I live your divine life as do the elect in heaven. And the reality of this life will not cease, though I be laid in the grave. Jesus, Eucharist, immortal God, who dwell in my heart without cease, when I possess you, death itself can do me no harm. Love that tells me that I will see you at life's end. Permeated by your divine life, I gaze with assurance at the heavens thrown open for me, and death will shamefacedly go away empty-handed, for your divine life is contained within my soul. And although by your holy will, O Lord, death is to touch my body, I want this dissolution to come as quickly as possible, for through it I am entering eternal life. Jesus Eucharist, life of my soul, you have raised me up to the eternal spheres, and this by your agony and death missed terrible tortures. Monthly one-day retreat. In the course of this retreat, the Lord has given me the light to know his will more profoundly and to abandon myself completely to the holy will of God. This light has confirmed me in profound peace, making me understand that I should fear nothing except sin. Whatever God sends me, accept with complete submission to his holy will. Wherever he puts me, I will try faithfully to do his holy will, as well as his wishes, to the extent of my power to do so. Even if the will of God were to be as hard and difficult for me as was the will of the Heavenly Father for his Son, as he prayed in the Garden of Olives, I have come to see that if the will of the Heavenly Father was fulfilled in this way in his well-beloved Son, it will be fulfilled in us in exactly the same way, by suffering, persecution, abuse, disgrace. It is through all these that my soul becomes light unto Jesus. And the greater the sufferings, the more I see that I am becoming like Jesus. This is the surest way. If some of other way were better, Jesus would have shown it to me. Sufferings in no way take away my peace. On the other hand, although I enjoy profound peace, the peace does not lessen my experience of suffering. Although my face is often bowed to the ground and my tears flow profusely, profusely, at the same time, my soul is filled with profound peace and happiness. So, whenever there is cross, suffering, it's always peace too. Humanly speaking, we thought when there is persecution, when there is hardship, there shouldn't be any peace. That's not the way. Jesus himself, more peace, because it's the will of the Father. That's the difference. If the will, many times we are not doing the will of God, so all the sufferings, we take it. It won't come to peace, because that's not the will of God. Whenever it is will of God, even suffering, you have peace. So that distinguishes the little difference. Not all the sufferings are peaceful. You know, or your fault. You do something wrong, and you cannot have peace. You cannot say, oh, why there's no peace? Because you are not doing the will of God. No? I want to hide myself in the most merciful heart, as a dewdrop does in a flower blossom. Enclose me in this bosom against the frosts of the world. No one can conceive the happiness which my heart enjoys in its solitude, alone with God. The word solitude is very important, not only for religious people, for each one of us. In a certain sense, we are lonely, but God is with us. Today, I heard a voice in my soul. Oh, if sinners knew my mercy, they would not perish in such great numbers. Tell sinful souls not to be afraid to approach me. Speak to them of my great mercy. So, Satan is tempting us to have fear, and so we lose the peace. And that's that's why many souls perish, because they don't trust in love God. The Lord said to me, the loss of each soul plunges me into mortal sadness. You always console me when you pray for sinners. So every sinner heard the heart of Jesus. Despair. No trust. Continue. The prayer most pleasing to me is prayer for the conversion of sinners. Know, my daughter, that this prayer is always heard and answered. So when you know someone, some friends or some relatives, they are away from the Lord, pray. And Jesus, I hear your prayer. Advent is approaching. I want to prepare my heart for the coming of the Lord Jesus by silence and recollection of spirit, uniting myself with most Holy Mother and faithfully imitating her virtue of silence. Silence of heart. Although we speak, but still our heart is adhered to the Lord. By which she found pleasure in the eyes of God himself. I trust that by her side, I will persevere in this resolution. Let us, some Heavenly Mother, accompany us in her silence. When I entered the chapel for a moment in the evening, I felt a terrible thorn in my head. This lasted for a short time, but the pricking was so painful that in an instant my head dropped onto the communion rail. It seemed to me that the thorn had thrust itself into my brain. But all this is nothing. It's all for the sake of souls, to obtain God's mercy for them. So she really a victim soul to suffer all this pain, crown of thorns. I live from 1 hour to the legs and not able to get along in any other way. Only make the best possible use of the present moment, faithfully accomplishing everything that it gives me. In all things, I depend on God with unwavering trust. Yesterday, I received a letter from Father Sopoko. I learned that God's work is progressing, however slowly. I'm very happy about this, and I have redoubled my prayers for this entire work. I have to come to learn that for the present, so far as my participation in the work is concerned, the Lord is asking for prayer and sacrifice. Action on my part could indeed thwart God's plans. As Father Sopoko wrote in yesterday's letter, O my Jesus, grant me the grace to be an obedient instrument in your hands. I've learned from this letter how great is the light which God grants to this priest. This confirms me in the conviction that God will carry out this work through him despite the mountain obstacles. I know well that the greater and the more beautiful the work is, the more terrible will be the thorns that rage against it. The more hardship you encounter, the more grace will come. God, in his unfathomable decrees, often allows it to be that those who have expended most effort in accomplishing some work do not enjoy its fruits here on earth. God reserves all the joy for eternity. So maybe that's what she's saying, whatever she's preparing for the celebration of divine mercy might be on her life. In her lifetime, cannot enjoy the fullness of celebration. But, well, this is whatever. He's not expecting this. He's expecting just life with Jesus is more important, no? But for all that, God sometimes lets them know how much the efforts please him. And such moments strengthen them for further struggles and ordeals. These are the souls that bear closest resemblance to the Savior who, in the work which he found here on earth, tastes nothing but bitterness. So Jesus died on the cross. He tastes only suffering. Only after his resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes in the church, grow. But by his time, it's still a suffering church. Not a church yet, no? So you can imagine. Jesus take his part. And if God, the Father, continue the work, the Holy Spirit, we too, you do your part. And many times we expect reward, expect people recognize what we had done. So Faustina already, I think Jesus gave her the thought that don't wait for this recognition from people. You just do your part and go to heaven. Oh my Jesus, may you be blessed for everything. I rejoice that you, your most holy will is being accomplished. That is quite enough to make me happy. Although she suffered, but happy not for her sake. Hidden Jesus, in you lies all strength. From my most tender years, the Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament has attracted me to himself. Once when I was 7 years old, at a Vesper service conducted before the Lord Jesus in the monstrance, the love of God was imparted to me for the first time and filled my little heart. And the Lord gave me understanding of divine things. From that day until this, my love for the hidden God has been growing constantly to the point of closest intimacy. All the strength of my soul flows from the Blessed Sacrament. I spend all my free moments in conversation with Him. He is my master. We don't appreciate much. We just take it easy. But she just spent all the moments, the free time, come to the Blessed Sacrament and stay there. November 30th, 1937. When I was going upstairs this evening, I strange this night for everything having to do with God suddenly came over me. You know? Temptation. At that, I heard Satan, who said to me, think no more about this work. God is not as merciful as you say He is. Do not pray for sinners, because they will be damned by all the same. And by this work of mercy, you expose your own self to damnation. Talk no more about this mercy of God with your confessor, and especially Lord with Father Sopoko and Father Andres. At this point, the voice took the appearance of my guardian angel. And at that moment, I replied, I know who you are, the father of lies. I made the sign of the cross, and the angel vanished with great rackets and fury. So at times, we are strange to have kind of evil thoughts against God, against someone you never thought of. Satan is sometimes attacking. So imagine, if you want to close to the Lord, always there's attack. When you want to come to Blessed Sacrament, you have hundreds of work to do. So busy, or so tired. You want to stay where you are. You know, this is temptation. Not only Faustina, only today, also we. So many times have good intentions to do good to other people, and we stopped because we're tired, or maybe it's night. All these thoughts tell me. Today the Lord gave me to know in theory that He would never abandon me. He gave me to know His majesty and His holiness, as well as His love and mercy towards me. And He gave me a deeper knowledge of my own righteousness. However, this great mystery of mine does not deprive me of trust. On the contrary, the better I have come to know my own misery, the stronger has become my trust in God's mercy. I have come to understand how all this depends on the Lord. I know that no one will touch a single hair of my head without His willing it. But sometimes the temptation is so true, so you are really easily get tempted. When I was receiving Holy Communion, I noticed in the cup a living host, words a priest gave to me. When I returned to my place, I asked the Lord, why was the host alive? Since you are equally alive under each of the species. The Lord answered me, that is so. I am the same under each of the species, but not every soul received me with the same living faith as you do, my daughter. And therefore, I cannot act in the souls as I do in yours. So although each one of us received the species of Blessed Sacrament, it's Jesus. But see, if we don't have the love, you can't feel the presence of God. God cannot work in you because you have a closed heart. I was present at the Holy Mass celebrated by Father Sopoko. During Mass, I saw the infant Jesus, who touching the priest's forehead with his finger, said to me, his thought is closely united to mine, so be at peace about what concerns my work. I will not let him make a mistake, and you should do nothing without his permission. God works through people. Jesus can just tell her, Faustina, do this and do that. But no, listen to Father Sopoko. Sometimes, you know, it tests our humility. Because here, she herself already direct contact with Jesus, no? Why Jesus have to talk to another person, you know? Why Jesus doesn't talk, tell her exactly what to Sopoko, but you see, you have to listen. Many times like that, no? In the past, many times, no? Listen to your confessor. Whatever he says is my word. You might ask, why don't you tell me directly and let the other third person tell me things like that? God works through people. This filled my soul with great peace, regards everything that has to do this work. Okay. We stop today here and we...